Auburn adds a big commitment shortly after taking down the Tide. Could this be a sign of other things to come, though? Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops podcast. It's Kyle Rush and Zepp Jasper, and we are ready to get after it. Talk about a little bit. We're going to talk about this Alabama, big Alabama win, Auburn adding a big commitment. Is it foreshadowing possibly of another addition maybe in the near future? Look at the schedule remaining and then just overall have some fun. Talk about the Alabama student section too. That the thing that got put out about from the student section is pretty sad. Pretty sad, Zepp. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to Uncle Keith's Red Sauce. Zepp, did you get your salsa?
I got my salsa. Set
it crib off. What'd you think?
I ain't tried, but I'm gonna leave it to some great chips, and I'm gonna try it, and I know it's gonna be awesome.
Yes, sir. We just got it out to Zepp. Can't wait to hear your review on it. Go to use coupon code TheBarn25 to take 25% off. Auburn family, locally made. No additives, no preservatives, just good product, good flavor. Get you that restaurant quality with a little bit of a southern kick. You can get them at any Publix in the state of Alabama, any grocery store in Auburn. And you can, if you don't want to get it there, you can obviously go online to UncleKeithsRedSauce.com. Just make sure you use that coupon code. It's Uncle Keith's Red Sauce. It's good, y'all. All right, Zepp. Let's start with the commitment. We haven't talked about a commitment in a while. We had those two high school commits a while back, Sebastian Williams Adams and then Caden Magwood. And both those guys are elite. But this one's interesting to me. This one to me, I think could be a really good player for Auburn. And that's Abdul Bashir, the JUCO guy, from a JUCO player, one of the top JUCO players in the country from Casper College, I think, in Wyoming. 6'7", 160 pounds. I know you looked at him a little bit, looked at his film. He's a scorer for sure. Overall, what do you think about this addition, how he fits in the offense, and then just overall as a player coming from JUCO, what that transition's like?
Well, he's an elite scorer. He's 160 bucks. But he kind of remind me of Chad Baker Mazzara.
He
don't have that type of aura he have, but he still reminds me of him. Skinny guy, long, lanky, can shoot it, can read the floor pretty good. I think Auburn's the best fit for him. I think it gives him the best strengths, the best abilities. And it also helps that we have two JUCO players, which is Denver Jones and Chad Baker Mazzara. But yeah, I look at his game. He can shoot the snot at the ball.
Yes,
you leave
can.
Him open, he is going to make the shots. I also looked at his brother. Him and his brother, they remind me of each other. Like, they play just alike. I watched the game. They played against Seton Hall. His brother was lights out. I'm talking about he had the confidence. He was shooting. He was assisting. He was running in sets. I just look at this kid.
He scored 28 points in that game.
28 points. That's crazy. Yeah. But
6 of 9 from three.
I just look at this kid coming in. I guarantee you this summer, he's going to at least pick up 10 to 12 pounds. We're going to put the muscle on him. He's going to be able to play in the SEC. Like I say, people are going to look at, okay, his size. Can he really play in the SEC with his strength, being a buck 60? It's going to be tough at first, going to practice every day, getting that physical type of caliber practice every single day, knowing that you haven't had that in so long. But Coach D is going to be the main reason this kid, like, he blossomed in the SEC. Mark my words.
Yeah. He's 6'7", and it says that he's 160 pounds. That could be low. I don't know. Sometimes on height, weight, they try to go a little bit higher than you normally are. But he's so used to his body. He's so used to playing the way he is. How much weight can you think he could realistically put on and not, like, feel like much change, like much of his game changes as far as his flexibility and speed? What do you think about that? Like, how much can you put on and not necessarily change much? Like Chad's only 180 pounds. Like, could he? That seems like it would be relatively easy to get, you know, maybe gain 10 to 15 pounds, get around 175, something like that. What do you think about, I guess, that just him gaining weight and still being able to be effective?
Well, I think gaining 15 to 20 pounds with the type of caliber player he is, I think it'd be just fine. Because you're going to need a little strength. I don't really know the type of style, like if he can have that Chad Baker Mazzara type of game. Chad Baker Mazzara, he kind of do a little bit of magic. He kind of makes things happen in difficult ways. And I don't know if this kid got that type of aura by himself. But other than scoring, he have that without a doubt. Yeah. And I just feel like 15 to 20 pounds will help this kid in so many different ways. I feel like it'll help him drive. It'll get him stronger. He'll be able to take the contact. So I think 15 to 20 pounds would be just right for this kid.
He's I would say he's a little bit more athletic. I don't want to say even a little more. I think he's a lot more athletic than Chad from just a – you know, just an athlete standpoint. So my question is, what do you think about him possibly? Could he play? He's listed as a combo guard. Do you think he could play the two? Or do you think he's going to be probably in this system strictly, you know, small forward, you know, three guard type situation?
Well, with him, I think he actually can play the two, the three, and maybe try him at the one certain times.
Ooh, 6'7" point guard. That's like Penny Hardaway stuff.
I would roll the dice and actually see if he could actually play point guard to actually cause mismatches. Because like I say, he's different in many ways. I watched his game. I watched what he do. He's a scorer. Like I say, it's going to be difficult coming in, you know, with that physicality, you know, especially coming from JUCO.
But you can't play for Bruce and not be physical.
You can't. Can't. It's going to be something different for him.
For sure. So you mentioned it. You kind of hinted at it. He obviously has a brother, Abdi. So I guess it's his twin brother. I mean, if they're not twins, they're missing a really good opportunity. They look like clones. They're both 6'7", you know, 160, 165, whatever you want to say. They both play the same position. They both like shoot the same percentage. They both score about the same amount of points a game. Abdul scores a little bit more just because he's in JUCO, and then Abdi is he's a D1 at Monmouth. Abdi played. You mentioned his Seton Hall game. He came to Neville, scored 15 points, played 36 minutes, 2 of 5 from three, 5 of 5 from the free throw line. We love that. We love guards that can shoot free throws. I mean, it's like it's legitimately like two carbon copies. It's like the same human twice. You could ask. There's been a lot of talk that Abdi is going to seek possibly be looking at maybe going into the portal. And it was always a talk that it, you know, could him and his brother kind of go to the same place. And with Abdul here, man, if you can add both of those guys, I mean, 2 6'7" guards that can play, that have the ability to play point some, they can play the two guard, they can play 1 through 3. The combinations with a lot of the guys that could return next year could be a lot of excitement out of these two.
Oh, no doubt. That would be something that would be very historical. That would actually be legendary. Two brothers, two twin brothers at the same school, going into the best school in the country. What parent wouldn't want that?
Oh,
you
man.
Know, like that would be history. That'd be something in life they'll always look at, whether it's good or bad. I hope the brother enter the transfer portal so we can get him. We can have two linky guards on the court at the same time, and also have hopefully Tahai Pettifer come back, have him at a point guard, and have a imagine those three guys on the court together.
The shooting
would be awesome. Like
the scoring would be just incredible. It could be incredible. I mean, Abdi, he gave Rutgers 38. He gave Seton Hall 28. We already mentioned that. He gave Stony Brook 31. And he gave Drexel 32. So he is a scorer, and it's not like a volume scorer. I mean, this kid is shooting the basketball, shooting the lights out of the basketball as well, just like his brother in junior college. So that'll be interesting to watch. I think this is big. Last week was a great week. You win two road games. You get a big commitment, a guy that's going to be an immediate impact. And he's a JUCO guy, so he could, in theory, I guess, maybe have more than just 2 years with the way all this JUCO stuff's going down and where JUCO may not count against your eligibility. And then you throw in the possibility of, the prospects of possibly adding his brother, too, that's an elite scorer. Doesn't look like this train slowing down anytime soon. So, Zep, I want to talk about the Bama game. You and I texted belt to you-know-what after the game. It was another one. We saw Tahad in the locker room with the belt. It was fantastic, and you had a little bit of everything that you'd been seeing from this team. You had hitting threes, causing issues with the fans, physical game, scoring a bunch of points, playing defense, just everything you can expect from an elite Auburn basketball game. Overall, tell me what it means to go into Coleman and get a big win, and then what all it meant to these guys.
Oh, it meant a lot because – our back was against the wall.
Yeah.
No matter what, like we won the game, but everyone wanted us to lose, like without a doubt. Like
it did feel that way. It did feel like a lot of people were hoping Alabama would come out with that one.
I felt that way. Like when you watched the college game day, Andrea was the only person who picked us to win that game.
I saw that.
Shout out to her. She knows ball. She knows ball, but it means a lot to, just get a win in Coleman. Because at the end of the day, it's always hard to get a road win, especially playing against a great Alabama team. Alabama is a good team. They're one of the best teams in the country.
Sure.
So I got to give hats off to that. But they're still not better than us.
No.
We came in. We handled business. We looked like the number one team. We played like the number one team. And the players are just – on point. Even when the game was 65-65, we did what we needed to do. Like we didn't panic. Didn't panic at no time in the game.
Tahad actually did the opposite of panicking. When it was 65-65, he just went down and put a three with no one in sight to get a rebound. No, supreme confidence. A basket you didn't necessarily had to have right there. He goes down and pulls a three. No passes, no anything. I'm a freshman on the road, and I'm about to stroke this little lefty jumper right in your face. It was great. This has been circling, Zep, and I sent it to you, and this is embarrassing. This is really, really embarrassing. Look, student sections can make a big difference in a basketball game. And Alabama, they want to pretend or put it out there like that they're really into this basketball team, but they're just not. They're just not into basketball like other schools are, like Auburn's student section is. And typically student sections will put out a roster, like they'll put out a basketball roster of the opposing team with like some good – hey, we got some good catchphrases. We got some good chants. We're going to yell at these players. And this list is – it's pretty terrible. It's pedestrian at best. It's embarrassing, and it went viral. And I just got to read some of these to you, Zep. First of all, I love the fact – this is how you know you're good. This is how you know you're good. When they list your name and all they put is your points per game. Like, they can't even come up with anything bad to say about you. And Tahad and Denver just had nothing. Like, it just said he's a really good – Miles is a really good three-point shooter. That was – like it's a scouting report, like they can do anything about it. But overall, I mean, it was just like, hey, this person's really old. This person's really old. This person's really old. This person's really old. Over and over again. And the Janai Broom thing was, I'm going to read it. It said, Janai tweeted, "That's it," after Cliff Omariuri, AKA Triple Single, committed to play for us. Hope that doesn't come back to bite him. Well, it didn't. It did not come back to bite him, because he pretty much owned Cliff all night Saturday night. Zep, you played on the road, you played against some tough student sections. What would you rate Alabama's student section in general versus, like, I don't know, Kentucky, Florida, any of those tough places you played on the road?
Well, I'm gonna keep it real because we're their Super Bowl game. We're their Iron Bowl game. So every time we go into Coleman, they're hating. They know we the best team in Alabama. They want to be like us. So they try to use they look up every single thing. They look up your mom name, your sister name. And like you say, they do this paper every single year. And they make up these lies. They go do some fake research. Basically, like they're the coaches. Like they got a fake scout report, and they try to use these jokes. But Alabama, they just a fake student section who really just trying to be like Auburn, seriously. But they really ain't. You don't pay them attention because you'd be like, this the only game y'all gonna do this with. Like, no other game y'all gonna do that. Like, they don't have a fake scouting report when they play LSU, when they play Kentucky, but now y'all want to do it with us.
I would have loved to have seen some, but there was some good material they could have used that they did not. And we talked about that off air, and we're not gonna mention that. If I would have wrote it, if I would have wrote it, it would have been a lot better. Let's just say that. I could have come up with a lot better material.
Way better material than what they came up with. And oh yeah, I still remember the tweet when they said Cliff, he was gonna be a Jahni stopper.
Oh
Jahni
man.
scored the first 8 to 10 points of the game.
Just right on him.
Just right
I mean,
on him.
right there at the end of the game. Remember at the end of the game where it wasn't necessarily close, but it was, six points or so. And you kind of had to have some baskets because that they were going to score. And they just fed it into Jahni. And I think he had two possessions in a row to really just kind of clutch it right there at the end. I mean, some big baskets to and it was just those basically give it to me in the paint, and there's nothing they can do about it. And I'm just going to turn around and hit it. Yeah, he made one with to extend it to 10 with like a minute left, and then I think he made another one. Now, he did not make any free throws. That is something that is a complete disaster at the end of the game. Don't give Jahni free throw opportunities at the end of the game. He's got to work on that.
Oh yeah,
But
we got to.
But with Cliff, I remember just thinking, I remember hearing like this is the greatest portal addition in the history of basketball. And he just hasn't really done it for me this year. I expected more out of him. Got 6 games left. Yep. Actually, I'll tell you what, I want to back up. I want to go back to student section. What's the toughest student section you played in front of?
Toughest student section in the SEC I played against.
Let's just stick with SEC.
That's a great question.
You played in Rupp at least
I
once,
played in
right?
Rupp.
How was that student
Rupp
section?
was Rupp student section is really trash.
It's so big.
It
It's so they're not. Go ahead.
their fans talk more trash than their student section.
That's where I was going. That's where I was going.
Like you got like 60-year-olds talking trash during the game, saying stuff they don't even know about. I remember being in a game, and a 65-year-old said something to me. I usually don't say something back to the fans, but he said something to me, and I told him, "Shut your mouth! Don't ever say that again." Like, and I left it alone. But other than
But
that, it's really no student section that compares to Auburn student section in the SEC.
I got you. I got you. All right, 6 games left, Zep. Auburn's got a 1-game lead on Alabama, and Alabama has just a absolute gauntlet to finish. They got a 2-game lead on Florida, who's playing maybe the best basketball in the, compared to Auburn, in the conference right now, in the country as well. And then you got Texas A&M, who really they kind of got knocked out a little bit more because they lost last night to Mississippi State. So now that puts them at four losses or five losses, I think. So
Four out
they're
of four.
yeah. So basically, Auburn's got to lose two over the next six to at worst case have a share of the title. And you got three at home. You play four out of the last six at home. You got three of them in a row at home. They say if Auburn were to just win two more games, they're a lock for a number one seed, not the number one overall seed, but a number one overall seed. How do you see this next three games? You got three home games, two away games, then you finish it up with the big one with Alabama at home. You almost nailed it. You said the tough stretch that we talked about. You said 5-0, and we were 4-1. And so, I mean, you're basically all over it. How are you feeling about this last six?
The way I'm feeling about this last six is going to be crucial. It's going to be very, very, very tough. It's going to be even more tough than these last five games we just played
Yeah.
because it's crunch time.
Yes.
You got
They're
teams like
desperate.
Georgia. They're desperate. They need a win. They need something to go on their resume to get them to put them in a spot to be in the NCAA tournament. Like Georgia, they've been losing. Like, you got Arkansas. They coming in like they have nothing to lose.
They've won
They're
three
gonna
out of their
play
last five.
three out of the
So,
last five, but they're gonna play with their heads on fire.
yeah.
We're coming into a tough environment with Coach Calipari. He haven't won in Auburn in a minute. They need a win. So you're playing against these teams, and it's just gonna be tough games. But the only thing we have to do is focus on us and be us, be Auburn. The way we play is the way we play. Don't change our play just because a team is trying to get a win. As long as we do what we do, I feel like we can win.
Yeah, I mean, right now, I would take. Obviously, I'd love to win all of them, but I would take 4-2 over this next stretch and take my conference championship and be ecstatic about it. Because I think 15-3 gets you the conference championship. Maybe it definitely a share. Maybe a solo championship. But I love our spot with the next three. You're right. Arkansas is the next one. Arkansas tonight. Arkansas typically, this is Calipari's calling card. Is you know when it gets to crunch time towards later in the season, they get better and better as the year goes on. This team's made up a little bit different. It's not a lot of young guys like he had at Kentucky, but still, that's kind of been the Cal MO. They get better as the year goes on. Georgia, they're talented, but at Neville and you know, I just don't see that one necessarily happening. Ole Miss got some firepower, but it's going to be at Auburn.
See.
That one could be a blowout. Kentucky, that one could be tricky on the road. Texas A&M, I don't know that they have the offensive firepower to be able to hang with us. That
Not
one would
Texas
have they'd
A&M.
have to get that one really ugly. They'd have to get that one muddied up to be able to hang in that one. And then you got Alabama at home, who, I mean, it's going to be at home. It's just going to be that's going to be a tough one for them.
It's gonna be at home.
It's tough, but I love it. I love that close. I
I
love that
think
close.
I love that close too. I just think we win the a regular season SEC tourney, and I just think every player from walk-ons to the starting five, I just think we if we can win it on our court and go get belts, and just
Yes.
tell the managers to bring the
BTA.
belts out,
BTA.
BTA, bring the belts out, let's have the confetti come down, and
Yes.
let's get the student section
Let's get
to
some
just.
technical fouls right there at
Let's
the
get
end.
some
Let's go.
technical foul. Let's just go crazy. Like when we win, especially against Alabama, I just want us to go crazy with our regular season SEC championship.
Let me ask you this, Zep. What if Auburn were to somehow, let's say Auburn beats Kentucky, okay? Let's say they win the next four in a row, okay? And that essential, and somehow Florida drops one between now and then. Okay, that would put them with four losses. So that would basically knock them out, I think. That would basically knock them out of the running. And Alabama drops a couple. Now you've clinched the regular season title with two games left to play. I'll take it a step further. Let's say we clinch it against Texas A&M. So you've won the regular season championship. Do you think that affects the intensity at all going into that last game with Alabama at home that you're not really playing for anything? You've probably already got the number one overall seed locked up. You've got the regular season championship locked up. It is the Iron Bowl, but like, could that play in against us, play against us a little bit, and sort of make it to where that last game you just don't have much to play for?
No, without a doubt, that wouldn't affect. This is about respect.
Thank you.
This is about who run the state, who runs the country.
Yeah.
If one thing, we're going for the win. And
Yeah.
guess what? Like, I know for a fact when we beat Alabama on our home court, we are talking the most trash.
Oh,
You're going to
bust
see
out the
lives.
brooms.
You get the brooms, and you're gonna see lives just going across Instagram with all Auburn players, and they're gonna be doing nothing but trash talking, saying get them out of here. The main person who's gonna be talking trash is Jahni Broome. He's gonna
Yes.
make sure he live up to it, and he's gonna have his troops with him. He's gonna
Yeah.
be the leader, and the other guys are gonna be the troops, and they're gonna talk trash, and they're gonna back him up.
Oh, he was doing it with like 20 seconds left to go in the game on Saturday. It was great. You know what my new favorite song is, Zip?
What is it?
Walk in your trap, take over your
Walk in your trap, take over your trap.
That's my new favorite song.
He even told ESPN to come get some of this. If
Yes.
you've seen the video, he said, "Y'all get some of this ESPN."
I
He
love it.
told
I
him,
love it.
"I love it."
I can't wait to see what happens tonight. I can't wait to see how this thing finishes. You and I are going to have fun talking about it. Zep, we got March Madness right around the corner. I can't wait.
I
It's going to
can't
be
wait.
epic. Zep, tell everybody how they can find you and support you.
You can find me on Instagram at RIP underscore QUAN 12, Twitter at RIP underscore QUAN 5.
Got to jump in that salsa, man. Jump in that salsa and let us know what you think about it. Guys, you can find me on Twitter, the underscore Charlie underscore 5. We're going to be back again soon. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast.